When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Nebraska, Bill?
Shindaddy's back and rolling. For the love that this kind of comes back to the Beatles. Have you ever heard of the Beatles before, Steve?
I definitely have.
A rock and roll band.
Okay, this is happening today.
I'm familiar.
Happening today like that. This is for the Beatles. Penny Lane.
Ooh.
The song Penny Lane.
It's a great
song. Penny has lost some of its punch in America. And Steve Schindler has set up a coin counting machine from the bank in the lobby. And if you bring in your pennies, he will count them and he will double your money. So any pennies that you have, you bring in. So if you got a giant jar of pennies, you bring it in. He throws on. You ever seen the counter, the change counter, which is incredible?
Used to go to Russ's B&R and get it a lot.
Yeah, it was awesome. Just dump your change in there.
Yeah.
So you bring the pennies in. Schindler will count them. He's going to double your money.
That's incredible.
It's Penny Lane Friday. And
will Penny Lane be playing in
the
background?
It'll be playing. It's a looping the entire. Penny Lane will be looping the entire day.
He'll have employees with mental issues after the end of the day. Over. But that's a beautiful idea.
So he is set up to re-engage with the penny. Re-engage with the penny. Ode to copper. He's set up.
Shindaddy.
A coin counting machine in the lobby. Ode to copper. So he's set up. He's going to double your money. If you bring in buckets of pennies, he will count them double your money and smile. He's bringing it back.
I hope there's a banner.
What's that?
There's
a banner.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane. Ode to copper.
Tamara.
That's how you do it.
She'll be there. Yeah. You can get coffee.
Penny Lane. Hey. Playing in the background. Bring in your pennies.
Yes.
Put them in that mechanism that counts.
It's like
it rolls around. Yeah, sound effect.
Oh, I'm telling you right
now. That was good.
When you're a kid and you go in, just the other day we have a fishing account. We call it. Me and my dad do. We have an account at Midwest Bank. It's put aside just for fishing trips. I had a ton of change. I gave it to my dad. I said, hey, put this in the deal. He took it up there, got it all counted.
Wasn't
that big a deal? I go, how much is in there? He goes, like $120.
I'll tell you.
It shocks you.
When I was in college, my dad cut me off. I mean, I was doing anything for money. And that was one. I would get change. I would collect change from wherever and take it to Russ's at 16th and Washington. Is that 17th and Washington?
17th
and Washington. And they had a counter. Yeah. And it was fun. It was fun. It was almost like, okay, I don't know how much I have. But then the final total was like, oh, okay. Like, okay, 12 bucks.
Yeah, it's nice.
I got
lunch. I
got
good to go.
So my dad wouldn't have cut me off, but here we are. Here we are. Sup.
Penny Lane.
Penny Lane in
at Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank in Creighton.
God, that's an incredibly good idea.
Yeah, well, he's been working on it for some time instead of getting it all together.
It'll be playing in the background.
In the background, yes. The Beatles.
Well, thanks to Midwest Bank and
Shindaddy
for always sponsoring Hour 2 and Early Break. 464-5685, call or text as always. Media Days is a wrap from the Big Ten, 3 days. From Michigan yesterday, Washington, Oregon, in Indy, Maryland, Minnesota, and I'm forgetting somebody else. But there's six teams yesterday.
It's a wrap.
Wasn't a huge news day yesterday, but for Media Days. But there is some news that's going to affect college sports, not football, but all college sports. Football Scoop reported yesterday that as soon as today, the NCAA may have approval for $2.7 billion in back pay for former athletes and a formal payroll of $20 million plus for current athletes. Now, we know that Power Conference commissioners are preparing for 105 players and rosters. That's down from the current 120. But this is from the report. All 105 will be eligible for scholarships, and there could be partial scholarships with this in football. Also, other sports, volleyball will go from 4.5 scholarships to 18. Mm. Baseball from 11.7 to 34.
34. Think of that.
11.7 to 34. And softball, 12 to 25.
That's incredible.
For those who don't know what this means to the college sport, Bill, you were very enthralled by the story yesterday.
This runs so deep. First of all, one of the things that comes up is like, okay, there's a cap now at 105. So I talked to an expert on this for about 30 minutes yesterday on a live phone call.
There's a cap.
Yes. And so I talked to Ross Dellinger yesterday.
Oh, yes. I saw him
at Media Days.
He takes this all. This is he writes on everything.
This is his deal.
So he goes, hey, call me. He goes, I'll walk you through it. It was incredible. So let's just go back to football. The 105 cap, can you replace? He said no right now. This means if you start at 105, that's your 105. And all of a sudden, if four people get hurt during camp, you don't get to bring four more back in.
Ooh.
That's as of right now.
That's not good.
That's where it's at.
So what do you do?
Take care with that.
You just wave them?
If you're down four, you're down four. You're down five, you're down five. It kind of is what it is. You don't get to bring in extras, but that's also normal in a lot of things. That's not an abnormal thing.
No, it's not abnormal.
But here's where it's like I said. So Ross felt that all the Power Four conference, that everyone will do the 105 full. Okay, we're doing the 105 full. Do you realize with that in baseball, in volleyball, in softball, the increase, he says, is somewhere between $4 to $7 million more out of your budget. So right away, just think about budget. Mm-hmm. It's insane what this is going to cost.
Yes, it's prohibitive to some schools.
I would say so.
Some schools are going like, what are you doing? So they won't be able to partake.
Right.
And also the stretch between before you say, you know what, that Boise team's pretty good or whatever team is pretty good. Utah State, they're pretty good.
And what?
In anything.
Yeah.
Their separation now is so big.
Mm-hmm.
It's so big because of how these scholarships are divided out now. It's just like, oh my. It is such a separation.
The SEC baseball, for instance. Whoa.
You have 34 scholarship players.
Think about how that's going to.
So the part that's over. The part that's going to be upsetting, obviously, that people say, well, there's no walk-ons anymore. Well, there's which is true. There's never a time that I would ever say that someone shouldn't be able to pay their own way, and I understand that. But there's always been a cap of some sort. There's always been. It's not like Nebraska can't have 220 players on their roster now. There's a cap, maybe sort of
in like the 70s.
But exactly. But that's over.
Right.
So the cap is there, and so. But with that, with how that is set up, now the difference is there's going to be 8 to 10 probably players in a 100-mile radius, or maybe Nebraska / right around here. Then you kind of go, we'd love to take them. We just don't have the numbers.
Oof.
Now you have the numbers.
Now
you have the numbers to take them. So now it's going to, because there's 105 on scholarship. So now those players that they can now they'll stick instead of hey are you gonna take the scholarship to South Dakota State? No, I can go to Nebraska. Just offered me, or it could be a partial. They can break it down into a partial.
Can they break it partial?
They can partial it up. They said you could take 105 and partial all of them, and then your collective could pick up the rest of the tab.
Then how many players?
Is that?
Well, you still have 105.
No matter what, you can't. There's no.
It's a cap.
There's a cap. The cap won't change. So that will be a big difference. The next thing will be to think about is the mass change in I don't want to predict like Nebraska football, but one of the things that's been good here is that there's been very little turnover comparative. Mm-hmm. Like you talked about, Washington has 46 new scholarship players on their roster from a
just
team.
They have one starter.
Yeah, one starter back.
One.
So, but there will be more change even at Nebraska. Because when you stack, eventually, this is a year from now, when you stack up 105 scholarship players on a team, there's only 22 starters. So eventually people are going to be like going, I don't have, this isn't going to work for me here. And so they may transfer down to a Mountain West school, to an AAC school, somewhere. My point is there's going to be a lot more movement.
You think so?
The movement will be absolutely, because you're on a team now. It's like there's 105 scholarship players.
Mm-hmm.
And now the spots didn't change. And right. There's only how to get on the field. After a while, it's going to look like, okay, let's just take the scholarship players and you list them all
mm-hmm.
in a depth chart. All of a sudden, there will be, because now there's going to be, what, 9 running backs.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 9. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be all these other players. offensive liner is going to be 25, whatever, on scholarship. Mm-hmm. So there'll be sometimes someone that goes, I'm pretty good, whatever. I just don't see myself playing for 2 years. I need to get on the field.
You get the same money elsewhere.
Is that, not always the same. You know, it's not always going to be the same.
I think some players might say, I'm getting paid.
Yeah, there'll be some of that, but a lot of people want to play.
Oh, God, yes.
You see, there's been massive change right now. Mm-hmm. When the roster goes at Ole Miss to 105, some people are going to go like, I gotta go someplace. I got to get on the field. I got to get filmed.
So there's going to be more movement.
There'll be more movement.
There's a lot of movement
right now.
In your story, okay, would there be pressure if that player's not playing to get them out of here from the coaching staff, finding a way to get rid of that player?
I don't know. You guys have a better hold on this than I do. I don't know that answer.
I
think.
What Rule's worried about is if like a player gets hurt, like Demetrius Bell blows out his knee in the spring game, will he just get cut now?
Hmm.
You know?
If you're a good player or you're whatever, no. I mean, they'll make good decisions. Also, it'll probably be a massive difference also. Though in with the cap at 105, especially for like in Nebraska that goes through spring with a lot of numbers, spring ball will be very, very, very lower now as far as if you've seen true spring games.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because the numbers will be so much. You only had 105 on your team. Nebraska went through spring this year with a lot, with way more.
145.
There'll only be 105, but you won't have 105. You'll be lower than that.
Why is that? Because of injuries and such?
No, just because they won't all be coming in at one time. You won't. Attrition.
Spring games are over.
Spring games will be way.
Are they over?
I'm saying over. It'll be way down. Just think, Nebraska operated at a unique, unique spot, so they could play a spring game. Most people don't even play a spring game anymore. They don't do that.
Wow.
It'll be way different now with the 105
cap. Can you play
cap.
A spring game with 105?
Yes, you can, but they won't be at 105. The teams won't be at 105. No one's going to be at 105. They're going to be like in the 60s.
It's going to be hard to play
60s
spring
and 70s. And so it's going to be more
it's
of a...
hard to play spring.
It's going to be more of a pro OTA. Mm-hmm. Type of a system.
I'm telling
in my
you,
mind.
Bill, the traditional Nebraska spring game, as we know it, might be over.
It'll be harder. It'll be hard. Like you said, there's 145 this spring.
Yeah.
So just think about that. So 60. It'd be no problem putting a team out there.
Right.
Oh yeah, it might not be. Yeah, we're going to pull our starters. We're going to do this, but we can
trouble,
play. Them.
Even with 145, they still had trouble with linemen. Mm-hmm. Enough linemen.
Yeah. See, so I'm just saying. So just think about this. Just if they kept it 105, the 105, they're not going to hit that until the summer.
This goes into effect.
It said potentially
it's next year.
Well, next year, but next year. This could be approved today, though.
And it's going into effect. The cap is, you know, like when I was talking to Ross, I said the reason I want to make sure I have my facts straight because this is a big story in Nebraska, because it's a big story. And I said, but it's not a big story anyplace else. And he goes, it's not. I said, it's not a big story anyplace else because Dabo Sweeney doesn't want to get rid of the walk on because he was a walk on. I get that part of it. And he's accurate, but other places aren't pushing back on him because that's not many. That's where they operate. You think USC is going like, no. This can't be. They operate at 90, yeah. 85 scholarship and 5 to 8 walk-ons. They have that. Wisconsin would in my mind, not pushing back because it was so hard to get into school.
Yeah.
You couldn't walk in and say, let's get him to walk on. Mm-hmm. Is he accepted yet?
There's
he
had to be very accepted few. First. There's a few schools in the Big Ten that go to about 130. Other than Nebraska on their roster, but not many.
Really a 130?
Yeah, that's what Rule was saying the other day. That there's a few schools in the Big Ten that go upwards definitely of 120, but not many. And it doesn't happen around the country hardly at all.
No, so that's why when this comes up, there's no pushback. Also, the ADs are not going to push back. They're like going, we can't pay for all this. How are we going to put all these guys on scholarship? And then the next thing is, what does come up with walk-ons, when you have 140 something.
Right.
You got to pay for them.
Oh, yeah.
You got equipment. You got to feed them.
So, would they save money in that regard?
Oh, absolutely. You save
a lot of money.
You save a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes like we'd have a scrimmage every Friday with here at Nebraska. Okay. And a lot of places would do it because there was numbers here. So, every Friday, we'd go out before practice and we'd have these guys have been practicing all week. They would run the offense and defense, and then we'd get 50 live plays in. A lot of times in those 50 live plays, someone would get hurt.
Someone getting hurt.
So an injury, a $10,000 surgery.
Yep.
Type of thing.
Cost
so
money.
Everything costs money that happens.
Sanders,
with that.
Sandy. Look at Sandy.
See his hair?
Look at the hair.
Looks Sandy. Good. Yeah, he looks Sanderson. Good.
But this is...
He dressed up.
This is a big story overall and budget-wise. And then Jake brought up the $20 million. Just remember, the $20 million didn't appear out of nowhere.
No, sure
that
did.
Came out of your budget. That came out of the University of Nebraska's and Iowa's budget.
Oh.
And so what you're going to see...
It's a line item.
So what you're going to see is you'll see staff members also... being deleted. There'll be staff members deleted. Not so much coaches. Kind of like, what'd Trev do at A&M?
Cut 17.
17. Didn't hire 17 back.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was like, no, we have a spending problem
Ooh,
here.
So maybe like middle management type.
Absolutely. It's going to get to the point where the money's all... And Ross brought up to me, he said, we're Nebraska. In my mind, he didn't say Nebraska to me, but they did. That facility is done. Imagine trying to raise that money for that facility now.
Harder.
With harder. NIL and with this coming, they're going like, whoa. So the money's all going to get invested in the people,
I mean,
in the players.
And the other sports, again, you're quadrupling the scholarships in volleyball, 4.5 to 18. Baseball, 11.7 to 34.
Fools.
But there's a lot of and schools that won't be able to afford.
Well, a lot of them just won't even do it. No.
Yeah, they continue to play, but just not have the scholarship.
Yeah, they'll still have the sport. They'll still play. They'll say, listen, somebody might say it's a Northwestern baseball. They might say, hey, scholarship-wise, we're going and baseball, we're going to 20.
But think what Northwestern mm-hmm. baseball will look like compared to, say, Ole Miss or Florida. Yeah.
It's not pretty.
Now, it'll get to be a little bit of the same thing, though. When there's 34 full scholarship players on the team,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, I want to play second base. I know you do. You're third right now. You're scholarship, but you're sitting over here.
Yeah.
And so people, so there'll be some... trickle down
mm-hmm.
that helps. All that, but do you realize mm-hmm. the money that just is being spent mm. with that?
No, it's hard to. It's really hard to wrap.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's really hard for someone who grew up like you or me with this current collegiate athletics model in place. It's just being torn asunder.
It's completely. But at some point in time. When they changed everything and with the money and they're going to now be able to pay players through your university at that, eventually something had to go down. But at the other time, opportunities actually went where? Up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a baseball player, imagine trying to get a scholarship, even a partial, when there's 11.7.
Hard.
11.7. And you're probably going to have some fools in your pitching staff, right?
It's right.
Like, hey, let's make sure this guy's getting this, So now, think about Nebraska right now. It's like budget-wise. Okay. A year from now in baseball, we got to come up with 20-something extra scholarships.
Yeah, millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Do we have to come up? Where's that money coming from?
Where is it coming from?
When you're asking for the boosters from, hey, we need to have NIL.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have this.
A couple questions from the text line, 464-5685. Someone says, great conversation. Question, will this create more players playing both sides of the ball in football, potentially, from Steve?
I still don't think so, Steve. There's a specialty person, maybe. I don't think so. You're still going to have, just think about this. It's just the opposite, Steve, and it's a great question. You now have 105 scholarship players. Before you had 85, you've added 20 scholarship players.
Right.
So your depth is really good on both sides of the ball, on both sides. You just don't have as many stacked up like in Nebraska where there's like, hey, we actually have 29 safeties. But now you have, you've added some quality with that. So I don't know. So they'll be your roster has actually gotten better.
Corey in Lincoln says, will there be some sort of grandfather clause to allow programs like Nebraska to transition into compliance without kicking 40 kids to the curb?
Oh, I mean, what I've heard is that the grandfather clause is not a guarantee of any sort.
40 kids to the curb.
No,
it could be.
It's going to be, again, there'll be some natural attrition. Where it's going to affect is going to be, Jake, on who comes in. So they'll try to do the best they can with those who were here, and then it'll be like if they're going to keep those who are here, opportunities for those coming in will not be there.
Yeah,
that's where it's going to be the difference
initially,
and there'll be some conversations with players. There's players on every team right now in a walk-on role that they'll just say, listen, right now the opportunity for you to play here is not very good, or they have the chance of also these other 25. Moving on to scholarship, So there's a chance, though. So there's going to be some walk-ons that are really, really good. And you're going, hey, listen, you're with us still. And now guess what? You're on scholarship.
Right. So the kicking to the curb conversation is a little...
It's a little strong.
Harsh.
Yeah. It's a little harsh. It's not going to be... There's not going to all of a sudden going to be... I don't see...
Hey, pack your stuff and get out.
I don't think 10, 11 strong is going to be there while 30 players have to have a bag and walk out the door type of thing. I don't see...
On the scene.
I don't think that's the way it's going to play out. But it, like I said, the story... Remember, this is a Nebraska story.
Mainly.
Because the other schools are not. They're not. They're like going, Indiana, you think Indiana's fighting this? No. Rutgers fighting this? They're like, no.
No.
Yeah, no. They're not. They're like, no, the cap's fine with us. That doesn't bother us.
Thank you for the text. Appreciate that. And interesting. We'll see where this goes the next couple weeks.
We got your hand there.
College sports. But before we get to break, what are the words that you don't want to have to utter when you're working in IT, Bill?
I've been hacked.
No, you don't want those words. You don't want I've been hacked ever.
Worst thing ever.
You don't want that. That won't happen with Applied Connected Technologies. They're
Nebraska, impossible.
Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They're in all 93 counties because they trust them. All 93 because they work well and they trust them. And they have a very high retention rate, 99%.
99%. I said, and the 1% that didn't retain is because they went out of business.
Unfortunate.
They just had to shut down. That's why they weren't no retention, or they changed their complete model. Yeah, of what's going on. Also, the free consultation, they'll do that. The Lincoln office will do it right here at our studio, right here at the mill.
They'll come over here?
Yes. Yeah, they'll come over here and do it right over the free consultation.
Really?
They'll buy you coffee.
Have a roll.
Yes, that.
Have a roll. Yep.
Pastries are there.
They have yogurt.
Yep, have yogurt, really good yogurt. So they'll have you over here to talk about this. And again, they can't steal your stuff. It's impossible. We talked about it last night in our group text like that. Just go ahead.
Group text. What's the dare, Bill? What should they do when they're driving around?
Let's dance.
Social security number,
all your PIN numbers, and your accounting routing number can be put on a semi and drive it around with your name on it, and they can't get to you.
Who's running this operation?
That's Applied Connective Technologies. Will is in charge of that.
Will's out of Fullerton, but he travels to Albion every day.
Will.
Boone County. Yes.
Will.
Yes. Thank you, Will.
One team, all your tech solutions. Applied Connective Technologies. Go to AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.